All right, so in today's trending entertainment news from our home station WHUR-FM in D.C., Kanye took his Sunday service on the road again. This time, he landed at Howard University in Washington, D.C. Oh, Kanye was there. That was nice, huh? Kim Kardashian, along with the kids, North and Saint, two of the four kids, they showed up at the historically African-American college. That was on Saturday for an 8 a.m. show, and it did not disappoint. Kanye never does a show that disappoints. The university did not announce Kanye's appearance until hours before the event, but that was enough time for students and others to swarm. I mean, they packed the house to see Kanye. I saw Terrence J on the gram. Rocking out on stage to it. There was criticism of Kanye's appearance at Howard, presumably for Kanye's support of President Trump. Greg Carr, the chairman of Howard's Department of Afro-American Studies, wrote, "If Kanye West is indeed at Howard U this morning, send him to the third floor of the Founders Library after he's done. I have some books for him." What you think about that, Steve?
I mean, I can understand what they're saying, but let's not miss the point that he bought church service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have every right to disagree with his political views. Yeah. You really do. But his love of God
pretty
is
evident
for everybody.
Yeah, so, and it's growing. Yeah.
And he's trying to do some things right. You know, people don't have to agree with you politically to still have the ability to do something right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to dog out Kanye because he's trying to do the church services nationwide and bring awareness to God's presence. That's the part I look at. No, mm-hmm. I have no problem with what the man said.
Go get the books.
It might not hurt to read. Yeah. That might not, but I don't want that to get in the way of the message he tries to send masses of people, mm-hmm. you know, because I disagree with what he said about Trump, which I do too, but I think what he's doing at Howard, bringing church service there, is far bigger than he's only one vote. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
Kanye West gets one vote,
mm-hmm. like
just
we all
like
do.
You get. Yeah. You get one
yeah.
vote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All these people that are supporting Trump, yeah, they one vote. If we get out and do our one vote, it's more of us than them.
Right. Right. And you're right. You can have a different political view. There are husbands and wives who are Republican and Democrat. They're married.
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, and her husband is a huge
can't stand Donald Trump.
I mean, he.
Now, that's going to break our marriage up.
Yeah.
I'm going to just be. No, me and Marjorie. No. I can't. No.
You can't say that.
No, I'm telling you, no. No, me and Marjorie can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but one of us going to get on the other one's side.
Yeah. I mean, but plenty of households have that, though, you know? I mean, it's a free country. Yeah. Meanwhile, back here in Cancun, Mexico, there's so many trending viral videos of us partying all around. I mean, we've been having some fun. The splash foam party was so good. That was good. Last night, casino night was so good. Or the night before, I should say. Anthony Hamilton, unbelievable, genuine. We've been having some wonderful time. Your golf situation, well, other than check-in, was great. Other than check-in was great. But I mean, I've had a ball in everything. The one thing I haven't done, though, I'm kind of disappointed. I have not seen one crocodile.
You know
what? Shirley.
We went out looking for him today.
Who,
I want a crocodile.
You know
what's
funny, though, Shirley?
What?
Is watching people go back to their room at 2, 3 in the morning, and they think iguanas is crocodile. They try to kill their wife. They running in the trees and bushes. Man, I've been killing myself.
Black people at night and wildlife.
Oh, no.
I wish I had the cameras running.
Oh,
but
man.
It happened so quick, though.
Yeah. Yes.
What happened? An alligator. That's not no damn alligator.
All right, we'll get back to some more highlights of Sand and Soul fun. Right now it is time, Steve, for today's news headlines, and it's Columbus Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.